Hey, this your girl AJ, and welcome to the Talk Your Shit Black Girl Podcast.
You ready?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Just say it out loud to see how it feels. People say, don't say this, don't say that. Just say it out loud just to see how it feels. Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
First and foremost, before I even get into this episode, go ahead and follow me on my social media. My main pages for Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat is ThatGirlArie, ThatGirlArie. Go follow those pages. Also, go follow my podcast page. My podcast page for Instagram is Talk Yo Shit Black Girl Podcast. And that's yo with the Y-O, not your. Go follow me on there. Also, I also have a Twitter page. I don't use it much, and I'm going to start eventually. But my Twitter page is TYSBG_podcast. Go follow that page as well. And anything else? Oh, TikTok. Please, y'all. I need my followers to get to at least 1,000 before I can start going live and interacting with y'all. Go follow me on TikTok. My TikTok is at ThatGirlArieJ. ThatGirlArieJ. All right. Thank you.
I've been wanting to record for so long now. It's just that every single time I get ready to do this, it's like my mind goes completely blank. And I'm stuck with struggling to figure out what the fuck to talk about. And even, like, wondering if the shit that I go through in life is even interesting enough to bring to you guys. Because I know, you know, I don't know. I feel like I gotta be on my P's and Q's with y'all. But it's been a while since my last episode. September 21st. You know, I was talking about entering my soft era. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit. And then I'm gonna get into some, you know, other stuff. However, yeah. How you guys been? I know I've been living. I've been just existing. And I know that sounds a little on the morbid side, but it's the truth. Nothing too interesting has been happening. I wouldn't say not too interesting, because your girl is in a relationship now. With that person that I talked about back in September. That whole soft era, yeah, that, I don't know. I guess thinking about it, like whenever you think about a soft era, you think about, I don't know, just always being so. I don't know. I thought that I would be able to just exist softly at all times, but I realized that my personality doesn't always want that. I'm super fucking bossy. I can't help it. I'm super bossy, and I'm like, you know, I want things to be right, and I like things to be you know, good. I like people to take care of themselves. And if they're not taking care of themselves, then I'm going to be like, okay, well, it's time for me to take care of you. And I'm going to do that. And that's just my personality. That's just me. I'm a Capricorn sun. I'm an Aquarius moon and rising. And I'm the oldest child. So, I mean, I've always been the person that's like, okay, I gotta take care of everybody. And I think that's where you know, a lot of my problems lie. I don't know how to release that aspect of me and just allow myself to be, to just exist without worrying about everything else. And also anxiety. But I do experience softness. I experience softness, but to say this is my soft era, I don't know. I mean, I feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more relaxed. So if that's what the soft era is, then okay, I am there. But again, I mean, I'm always like, oh no, like with my girlfriend, I'm like, oh, you sit down, you let me, I'm gonna go cook, you know, do you need anything? Like, I'm always like, I am that caregiver. Like, I definitely am that person. And the only problem with that is whenever people want to take care of me in return, I'm like, no, I'm good, I'm gonna be fine. And I know that that's a problem. And the reason why I do that, okay, so this is some breaking down childhood trauma, well, not childhood trauma, but like trauma. The reason why I do that is because in the past, when people have did things for me, it has always been thrown in my face. Like, oh, hey, you're a user. Oh, hey, you, I did this for you, or, you know, you're a gold digger and stuff like that, which I don't understand how someone can be a gold digger for someone, towards people who didn't have, wasn't fucking filthy rich. I just don't understand that at that point. But when you want to do stuff for me, I let you do it. But then when we break up, or when we're no longer talking, or whenever, you know, when shit hits the fan, you're like, oh, all she did was fucking use me anyway, blah, 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 blah. But there was no using. It was, okay, I took care of you, you take care of me, and, you know, we live our jolly fucking dandy lives. But I realized that that's not fair to me. That's not fair, because I really do put in a lot of work in relationships. I do a lot of shit, and I take care of my partner, and I'm not even just my partners, but like my friendships and stuff too. I do a lot for people. So me denying people the, you know, the ability to take care of me in return, because of people in my past, that's fucked up. It's fucked up that it's fucked up that I'm even in this position, right? Like, why me? Like, what is it about me that just you just decide, oh, hey, she's a user? And I'm not a user in any sense or fashion. Again, I put in the work. I do stuff for my partners, and then when friends, and whenever it comes back around, like, I should be accepting of it, right? I mean, isn't that how life goes? You know, give and receive. I mean, it's not like I'm asking for anything. I don't ask people for anything. But I think that, like, now it's kind of unfolding in my relationship. Like, she fusses at me. Not really fusses at me, but she's like, you need to relax and sit down and let me do stuff for you. Like, stop telling me no, not to do stuff for you. Because you deserve it. You do stuff. You do so much stuff for me. Let me treat you. Let me take care of you. And I'm trying to learn to release that. I'm trying to learn to allow people to take care of me and allow people to love me genuinely. So, yeah, I've been working on that. I've been working on that as of lately. And I love it. I love someone loving me the way that I love. It's, to me, it's beautiful. So, I mean, if you consider that the soft era, I guess I kind of am. I'm still a little bitchy. I need to calm that down. Like, well, not bitchy, but like, my girlfriend's like, why you always look so mad? And I'm like, I don't be wanting to look mad. I just be chilling. Like, she's like, you always look so serious. But I just be in the moment. I don't know. I feel like I've just been floating these past few months. Well, last year, period. I feel like I was just floating. I just floated through the year. Because, you know, so many things happened. So I just felt like, oh, hey, don't do too much. Just exist. Like, that was my year last year. And I struggled a lot. I struggled mentally, emotionally, physically. I struggled financially. Like, last year was a big struggle for me. So I'm hoping that this year is going to be completely different. And I'm saying I'm hoping this year is going to be completely different, but I'm going to put it into the atmosphere that it will be. It will be completely different. Sorry, I received a call and my mind just went completely blank. And this is what the fuck I be talking about. Like, every single time I come and try to record, I am completely thrown off by something. But the last thing I really remember was me saying that I felt like I was just floating last year. And I mean, it's the truth. But I know that I want this year to be better. This year is going to be better. It's already starting off very well. I know this because I feel this almost every year. I think that I'm going through a seasonal depression, which again happens every year around my birthday in the winter time. And I'm trying to pay attention to the signs and kind of work through that. I definitely brought my birthday in crying. and that tends to happen. I'm not going to say every year, but almost every year since I've been like, I don't know, fucking like 25 or something like that. Even though like my girlfriend was here and everything, I just felt alone. I felt lonely, but also in no way, shape, or form was it because of her. It was because of me. It was my mind. It gets to the point where sometimes I don't know. Depression is weird to talk about. Depression is weird to address to me. I mean, I know that I have it. Every now and then, you know, I suffer from it. But it's in no part due to anyone else. It's because of an imbalance in my mind. But it's not on no, okay, I need to off myself type thing. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. Every now and then it's a thought. It's not something that I would ever act on. But it's every now and then it is. Like, oh my God, what would it be if I just wasn't here? But it's not like anything like that. Which, again, this is getting a little morbid. I don't know. I suffer from My depression is a lot better now than it was when I was younger. I mean, my 20s was like, Jesus, it was rough. It was rough. And I think that, like, my last few years of my 20s, I was, it had, and I'm saying got better, but it had gotten better. However, I think because of last year, I've been a lot sadder. I've been a lot sadder, and it brings me to these feelings. Especially like the month of January, like this is my birthday month. Like my birthday, this is coming to you on January 9th. And my birthday was yesterday. However, the end of the month, last year I lost my grandmother. So, you know, everything kind of hits you hard, you know, and it's rough. It's rough, but I'm working through it. I'm definitely working through it. I am like 3 months in now with the therapist. So, clap for me. Let me just a quick clap because I never really thought about seeing a therapist. I mean, I'm not going to say I never really thought about seeing a therapist before because I knew that I needed one, but I didn't know how helpful therapy would be to my journey. Like, you know, I'm all about like spiritual therapy, like learning, trying to figure out like my triggers and everything alone. However, it feels good to open up to someone who knows nothing about me, get their inputs and kind of work through those things, like those traumas, everything that I'm feeling and also to hear that everything that I'm feeling is, you know, it's legit. Like, it's okay to feel those ways as long as you're not sitting in it, that you're doing something about it. My therapist is really good with, well, when I talk to her, I feel like I'm talking to a friend. I don't feel like I'm being judged. I don't feel like I'm talking to someone that I don't know and she's, you know, taking notes and stuff like that and judging me. I actually feel like every time I go in, we talk like we've been knowing each other. She gives me advice. She helps me work through some of my thoughts and some of my feelings. And that is everything in itself. Everything in itself. I'm so grateful for this experience. Like I definitely told her, I was like, you know, I'm going to be keeping her and that she's going to be the constant in my life because I know that I need that one session that I get every week. I look forward to it every single week. Because it's freeing, it's releasing. Everything that I do by myself, that I would do by myself or feel by myself, now I have someone that I could talk to about it. And you know, you know, I talk to my friends about stuff and I talk to my girlfriend about stuff. However, it feels good to talk to someone that doesn't know anything about me and just get an unbiased opinion about how I'm feeling and how I'm going through life. But also opening up to someone else besides myself, because as of lately, I don't know, I feel like I've been holding my own self back. I've been my own worst enemy. I feel like I am the villain of my own story. And it's not me, but it's my mind. My overthinking, my worrying, my depression, my anxiety, all of that plays a part in trying to affect the good shit that's supposed to be happening. Like my podcast, for one, like I started off recording almost every week, and sometimes I would skip a few weeks, but then I would get back to it. And I feel like every single time I open up my iPad or open up you know, another device to record from, I have nothing to say. And it's like I go into it and I'm like, oh yeah, I want to talk about this. But then I open it up and immediately forget all of it. And then I beat myself up about it because I'm like, damn, like, you know, you're not good enough. Or, fuck, people are going to listen and then realize, oh, no, you're not updating as much as everyone else. So, no, I'm not about to listen to this podcast because she's not consistent. And, you know, I say a lot in my podcast that a lot of the stuff that I record about is life-based. Like, I go through things in life and then I come back and I bring it to you all whenever it happens. And I say this and a lot, and y'all understand. Y'all tell me all the time, y'all understand. But again, it's not y'all. It's my mind going straight to the worst case scenario. And that is something that I'm trying to work on. Because it's going to, my mind, myself, me, I'm going to stop, be the one to stop me from getting where I need to go or getting where I should be in life. And that's not fair. It's not fair. But, yeah. That's what the fuck I've been going through lately. I just thought I'd stop in and give y'all, you know, just a little something. I know y'all want me to talk about my relationship. Many people have requested that since I posted that I was in a relationship back in like October. But again, just experiencing life right now. I definitely will be talking about it. I will get more into it. I promise. All right. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that you brought in the new year properly with love and abundance. I'm sending love and abundance to everyone. And thank you for tuning in as always. I love you guys. Peace.
'Cause type of rules that we obey.